This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. We continue bi-idhnillahi ta'ala our lessons in the Arabic language. Why? Because we want to understand the Book of Allah. Because we want to understand the statements of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in reality, Arabic is the language of al-Islam. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, this being our fourth majlis bi-idhnillahi ta'ala of Medina Arabic Book 3, and bi-idhnillahi ta'ala in this majlis, we will complete lesson 2 bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ad-darsu thani, lesson number 2. We've already read through the passage, but وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But remind, for verily a reminder benefits the believers. And so we will read through it one more time, insha'Allah, very quickly, insha'Allah. الْمُدَرِّسُ أَيْنَ حَامِدٌ. Where's Hamid? فَيْصَلٌ سَيَأْتِي بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ insha'Allah. He will return after a short while, insha'Allah. He will come back. سَيَأْتِي, he will come rather. He will come بَعْدَ قَلِيلٍ insha'Allah. He will come after a short while, insha'Allah. رَأَيْتُهُ وَهُوَ يَدْخُلُ الْحَمَّامَ. I saw him while his hal, his state, he was entering the toilet. Hammam technically could be the shower, the bathroom. Generally, when we use the word hammam today, we use it to mean the toilet. Al-mudarrisu wa ayna hamzatu. Kharaja min al-fasli wa huwa yahmilu kutubahu. He left from the classroom while he was carrying his books. Azunnu annahu raja'a ila al-mahja'i. I suspect that he has returned to the dormitory. Muawiyah says, رَأَيْتُهُ وَهُوَ يَدْخُلُ الْمُسْتَوْصَفَ. I saw him while he was entering to the clinic. لَعَلَّهُ مَرِيضٌ. I'm afraid that he might be sick. شَفَاهُ اللَّهُ. May Allah grant him shifa. مَتَى رَجَعْتُم مِّن مَكَّةَ يَا إِخْوَانُ. When did you people return from Mecca, O brothers? رَجَعْنَا مَسَاءَ أَمْسِ. We returned last evening. خَرَجْنَا مِّن مَكَّةَ وَالشَّمْسُ تَطْلُعُ. We left from Mecca while the sun was rising. وَوَصَلْنَا طَيِّبَةَ طَيِّبَةَ وَالنَّاسُ يَخُرُجُونَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِي بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الظُّهُرِ. We left from Mecca while the sun was rising, and we arrived in Medina. وَالنَّاسُ يَخُرُجُونَ مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ النَّبَوِي. While people were exiting, leaving from Masjid al-Nabawi, بَعْدَ صَلَاةِ الظُّهُرِ, after صَلَاةُ الظُّهُرِ. تقبل الله عمرتكم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you people's umrah. Ameen. What does ameen mean? It means, oh Allah, accept. It's an ism fi'il. اقرأ الحديث المكتوب على السبورة يا معاوية. O Muawiyah, read the hadith which is written on the board. يقف ويقرأ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He stands and he reads بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious, the merciful. اقرأ وأنت جالس. Read while you are seated. أريد أن أقرأ وأنا واقف. I want to read while I'm standing. كما تشاء, as you wish. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد فقال صلي ركعتين متفق عليه. Upon the authority of جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد فقال, while he was in the masjid, and he said صلي ركعتين, pray 2 rak'ahs of salah. أشرح لكم الدرس الآن. I will explain to you people the lesson now. فاسمعوا, all of you listen. ولا تكتبوا, and none of you should be writing شيئا وأنا أشرح anything while I'm explaining. تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة. The wow, it comes with many, it comes with many meanings. جيد. تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة. Wow comes with many different meanings. As we will discuss بإذن الله تعالى. Then the author states, منها العطف. One of the meanings of wow is conjunction. خرج الزبير وحامد. حامد and زبير left. درسنا اليوم السيرة والفقه. We learned and we studied today سيرة and فقه. أكلت وشربت. I ate and I drank. ومنها القسم. Another one is to take an oath. والله ما رأيته. والله I didn't see him. وواو القسم من حروف الجر. And the wow of قسم is from the حروف of جر. والله he with the كسرة. جميل. ومنها الحال. Also the wow of حال. أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو في المسجد. I came to the نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم while he is حال. He stayed, he was in the masjid. أي حال كونه في المسجد. While he was in the masjid. رأيت الحسن وهو يخرج من المقصف. I saw Hassan while he was exiting from the cafeteria. أي حال خروجه من. أي during the time of his exit from it. وإليكم أمثلة أخرى لواو الحال. And I give you, take these other examples. مات أبي وأنا صغير. My father passed away while I was young. دخلت المسجد والإمام يركع. I entered the masjid while the imam was in ruku. لا تأكل وأنت شبعان. Do not eat while you are full. لعلكم فهمتم. I hope that you people have understood. هات الآن مثالا. Give now an example لواو العطف يا أيوب. For the wow of conjunction, O Ayyub. ذهبت إلى السوق واشتريت أشياء. I went to the marketplace and I bought stuff. أحسنت. هات مثالا لواو القسم يا معاوية. O Muawiyah, give an example of the wow of قسم. والله ما غبت قط. والله I've never stayed absent. أحسنت. هات مثالا لواو الحال يا فيصل. دخلت المسجد والإمام يخطب. I entered the masjid while the imam was delivering the khutbah. أحسنت. Excellent. Well done. هات مثالا آخر يا يونس. Oh Yunus, you give another example. طلبت العلم وأنا كبير. I sought knowledge while I was old. أحسنت يا عبيد الله. Excellent, O عبيد الله. أذكر آية فيها واو للحال. Mention a verse of the Quran which has the waw of hal. He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا وهم كفار أولئك عليهم لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. سورة بقرة, verse number 161. إن الذين كفروا وماتوا, those who disbelieve and they die, وهم كفار, while they are disbelievers, أولئك عليهم, upon them is what? لعنة الله is the curse of Allah, والملائكة and the angels, والناس أجمعين and all of the people together. أين واو الحال في هذه الآية? Where's the واو of حال in this آية? في قوله تعالى وهم كفار. While they are disbelievers. أحسنت. بقي ثلاث دقائق فهل من سؤال. There remains 3 minutes. Are there any questions? نعم لدي سؤال. Yes, I have a question. ما معنى الحرم في قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقتلوا الصيد وأنتم حرم. Where Allah says, O you who believe, do not kill the صيد وأنتم حرم. While you are حرم. What does حرم mean? معناها محرمون. It means while you're in the state of إحرام. مفردها حرام a محرم while you are a pilgrim a محرم. جزاك الله خيرا. يرن الجرس ويخرج المدرس وهو يقول السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And the teacher exits while he is saying Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we went through the passage, the dialogue a bit quickly. Why? Because in our previous majlis, we went through it slowly. Walhamdulillah, we went through each sentence, mashaAllah. And so now, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we move on to the tamareen, the exercises associated with this lesson. Number one. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. أين رأى فيصل حامدا? Where did Faisal see Hamid? Who did the seeing? Faisal. Who did he see? He saw Hamid. Where did he see Hamid? رآه وهو يدخل الحمام. رآه وهو يدخل الحمام. He saw him while he was entering the toilet. رآه, he saw him. Who did the seeing? Faisal did the seeing. وهو يدخل الحمام. While he was entering the toilet. Who was entering the toilet? Hamid. So you could say, فيصل رآه وهو يدخل الحمام. أين ذهب حمزة؟ ذهب إلى المهجع. ذهب إلى المهجع. He went to the dormitory. Number three. متى خرج الطلاب من مكة؟ متى خرج الطلاب من مكة؟ When did the students exit from مكة? Leave مكة. ومتى وصلوا المدينة المنورة؟ ومتى وصلوا المدينة المنورة؟ شايد المدينة المنورة. When did they arrive at مدينة المنورة؟ جواب خرجوا من مكة والشمس تطلع. While the sun was rising. ووصلوا المدينة المنورة والناس يخرجون من المسجد النبوي بعد صلاة الظهر, as found in the passage. والحمد لله. And they arrived in مدينة المنورة when the people were exiting from where? When people were exiting from Masjid An-Nabawi. When people were exiting from Masjid An-Nabawi. والحمد لله. جميل ما شاء الله. Number three. Or rather number four. من الذي قرأ الحديث? Who's the one who read the hadith? هو معاوية. معاوية is the one who read the hadith. Excellent. ما معنى الحرم? What does حرم mean? المحرمون. المحرمون. That's what حرم means. المحرمون. So the full question. ما معنى الحرم في الآية الواردة في الدرس? In the ayah mentioned in the lesson. وما مفردها? And what's its singular? So the answer is معنى الحرم المحرمون. مفردها, its singular form is حرام. حرام أي محرم. محرم. ما شاء الله. That was easy. والحمد لله. Exercise number two. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية. Ponder over the following examples. حججت وأنا صغير. So these are examples of the واو of حال. These are all examples of the واو of حال. حججت وأنا صغير. I made حج while I was young. دخلت المسجد والناس يخرجون منه. دخلت المسجد. I entered the masjid. والناس يخرجون منه. And the people, the ناس, يخرجون منه. Were exiting from it, from the masjid. مات الرجل وهو نائم. مات الرجل وهو نائم. مات, died. Who died? الرجل, the man died. وهو نائم. While he was in the state of sleeping. وهو نائم. عاش جدي, my grandfather lived أكثر من مئة عام, lived more than 100 years. ومات وأنا صغير, and he passed away, وأنا صغير, while I was young. عاش جدي أكثر من مئة عام, My grandfather lived for more than 100 years. وَمَاتَ وَأَنَا صَغِيرٌ And he passed away while I was young. I was in the state of being young. طَلَبْتُ الْعِلْمَ وَأَنَا مُتَزَوِّجٌ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ I sought knowledge while I was married. لَا تَقْرَأَ الصَّحِيفَةَ لَا تَقْرَأِ الصَّحِيفَةَ لَا تَقْرَأِ الصَّحِيفَةَ وَأَنْتَ تَمْشِي فِي الشَّارِعِ Do not read the newspaper while you are walking on the street. لَا تَقْرَأِ الصَّحِيفَةَ وَأَنْتَ تَمْشِي فِي الشَّارِعِ While you are walking on the street. قال تعالى لا تقربوا الصلاة لا تقربوا الصلاة لا تقربوا الصلاة لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى while you're in the state of being drunk do not read the salah do not make the salah do not perform your salah while you are in a state of intoxication اللهم استعان Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we know that in the early days, consumption of alcohol was permissible, but Allah says, don't come for salah while you are drunk. Later on, this was abrogated and alcohol was made completely, totally prohibited at all times. Mayyiz waw al-atf min waw al-hal fil jumal al-atiya. They want you to discern between the waw of atf, conjunction, and the waw of hal. ضَعْ خَطًّا وَاحِدًا تَحْتَ waw al-atf. One line under the waw of conjunction, and two lines under the waw of hal. خَرَجَ الْمُدَرِّسُ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ خَرَجَ الْمُدَرِّسُ مِنَ الْفَصْلِ وَذَهَبَ إِلَى مَكْتَبِ الْمُدِيرِ And he went to the office of the principal. That's a waw of atf. So one underlining, one line under that waw, insha'Allah. One waw, one line under the waw. It's a waw of atf, of conjunction. خرج المدرس من الفصل. The teacher exited from the classroom. وذهب إلى مكتب المدير. And he went to the office of the principal. دخلت على المدير وهو يكتب. This is the waw of hal. I entered upon the principal while he was writing. دخل حامد ومعاوية والحسن. So these waws are the waws of conjunction. Entered Hamid and Muawiyah and Hassan al-Fasla. The classroom. They all entered into the classroom. والمدرس يشرح الدرس. While the teacher was explaining the lesson. That waw there is the waw of hal. While the teacher was explaining the lesson. أَعْرِفُ اللُّغَتَيْنِ الْإِنْكْلِيزِيَّةِ وَالْفَرَنْسِيَّةِ أَعْرِفُ اللُّغَتَيْنِ I know the languages. I know the two languages. الْإِنْكْلِيزِيَّةَ وَالْفِرَنْسِيَّةَ أَعْرِفُ أعرف اللغتين الإنكليزية والفرنسية. I know two languages, English and French. So the wow here is the wow of conjunction, English and French. جاءني الولد وهو يبكي. The boy came to me while he was crying. This wow is the wow of hal while he was crying. ورجع وهو يضحك. The second wow there is ورجع. وَرَجَعَ is a wow of atf, of conjunction. وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ while he was laughing. And this is also a hal wow. So we've got two hal wows in the sentence and one wow of atf, of conjunction. جَاءَنِ الْوَلَدُ وَهُوَ يَبْكِي وَرَجَعَ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ Excellent, mashaAllah. دَخَلَ إِسْمَعِيلُ الْمَسْجِدَ وَالْإِمَامُ يَقْرَأُ الْفَاتِحَةَ دخل إسماعيل المسجد والإمام يقرأ الفاتحة دخل إسماعيل المسجد والإمام the wow of hal يقرأ الفاتحة excellent ما شاء الله ما شاء الله question number 4 أي النوع لكل واو مما ورد في الجمل الآتية So they want you to specify what type of wow is mentioned in the following sentences. Right? Let's see. Wallahi, that is the wow of qasam. The wow of qasam. Ma ghibtu yoman. وَأَنَا صَحِيحٌ I did not stay absent while I was well. And the second wow here is the wow of حال. لَا هَذِهِ السَّنَةَ وَلَا السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ And the last wow is the wow of conjunction. So let's see again. وَاللَّهِ The wow of قَسَم مَا غِبْتُ يَوْمًا وَأَنَا صَحِيحٌ I have not stayed absent while I was well. While I was well. وَأَنَا صَحِيحٌ The wow of حَال لَا هَذِهِ السَّنَةَ Not this year. وَلَا السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةَ Nor the previous years. And so the third lam, the third wow is the wow of conjunction. MashaAllah. Number five. أكمل كل جملة مما يأتي بجملة حالية مناسبة و plus the جملة اسمية. Let's see. دخلت المسجد. دخلت المسجد. I entered the masjid. Complete the sentence. دخلت المسجد والإمام يخطب while the Imam was delivering the khutbah. دخلت المسجد والإمام يخطب. دخلت المسجد والإمام يخطب. دخلت المسجد والإمام يخطب. Excellent. وصلت الطائرة. وصلت الطائرة. The aeroplane arrived. مطار جدة. وصلت الطائرة. مطار جدة. مطار جدة because that's the مفعول به where it arrived وصلت الطائرة مطار جدة وأنا مريض while I was sick وأنا مريض وصلت الطائرة مطار جدة وأنا مريض وأنا مريض the aeroplane arrived at the Jeddah airport while I was sick حججت وأنا كبير حججت وأنا كبير. I performed Hajj while I was old. رأيت المدرسة. I saw the teacher. وهو يدخل الفصل. While he was entering the classroom. رأيت المدرسة وهو يدخل الفصل. رأيت المدرسة وهو يدخل الفصل. رأيت المدرسة وهو يدخل الفصل. ما شاء الله. Number five. Mata ammi, my uncle, father's brother passed away. Wa ana maridun while I was sick. My uncle passed away while I was sick. Mata ammi wa ana fil masjidi. Mata ammi wa ana fil mustashfa. My uncle passed away while I was in hospital. Or let's talk about the uncle. Mata ammi wa huwa maridun. My uncle passed away while he was sick. Mata ammi wa huwa fil mustashfa. While he was in the hospital. Mata ammi wa huwa sa'imun. While he was fasting. Number six. Kharajtu min al madinati. Kharajtu min al madinati. Wa ana nashitun. I left from Medina. وَأَنَا نَشِيطٌ while I was full of energy. وَوَصَلْتُ الرِّيَاضَ and I arrived at Riyadh. وَأَنَا مُتْعَبٌ while I was tired. خَرَجْتُ مِنَ الْمَدِينَةِ وَأَنَا نَشِيطٌ while I was full of energy, active. وَوَصَلْتُ الرِّيَاضَ and I arrived at Riyadh. وَأَنَا مُتْعَبٌ while I was tired. مُتْعَبٌ tired. اللهم استعان. Exercise number six. اجعل كل جملة مما يأتي جملة حالية لجملة من إنشائك. جيد. So make the following sentences into جملة حالية you fill in the blanks basically. So let's see. They give us وأنت تمشي في الشارع while you are walking on the street. What would you put here? جيد. رأيتك وأنت تمشي في الشارع. I saw you while you were walking on the street. That's a good one. رأيتك وأنت تمشي في الشارع. رأيتك وأنت تمشي في الشارع. رأيتك وأنت تمشي في الشارع. I saw you while you were walking on the street. ما شاء الله. Number two. أنا طفل. So something something. أنا طفل. حفظت حفظت القرآن وأنا طفل. حفظت القرآن وأنا طفل. I memorized the Quran while I was young. حفظت القرآن وأنا طفل. حفظت القرآن وأنا طفل. ما شاء الله. Number three. Something المدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة. جيد. دخلت الفصل. I entered into the classroom. والمدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة while the teacher was writing the lesson on the board. دخلت الفصل والمدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة. دخلت الفصل. دخلت الفصل والمدرس يكتب الدرس على السبورة while the teacher was writing the lesson on the board. ما شاء الله. Number four. Something المطر ينزل and the rain was coming down. خرجت من المسجد والمطر ينزل. خرجت من المسجد والمطر ينزل. خرجت من المسجد والمطر ينزل. I left from the masjid while the rain was coming down. Excellent. Number five. والشمس تغرب while the sun was setting. وصلت مكة. I arrived at مكة. والشمس تغرب while the sun was setting. وصلت مكة والشمس تغرب. I arrived at مكة while the sun was setting. Number six. Something and then والمؤذن يقيم while the مؤذن was giving the إقامة. دخلت المسجد والمؤذن يقوم. دخلت المسجد والمؤذن not يقوم يقيم he was giving the إقامة. دخلت المسجد والمؤذن يقيم. دخلت المسجد والمؤذن يقيم while the مؤذن was giving the إقامة والحمد لله. Number seven. Something أنا صغير ذهبت إلى المستشفى وأنا صغير. I went to the hospital while I was young. ذهبت إلى المستشفى وأنا صغير. ذهبت إلى المستشفى وأنا صغير. ذهبت إلى المستشفى وأنا صغير. والحمد لله. Exercise number seven. يطلب المدرس إلى كل طالب أن يقرأ الدرس وهو جالس. Every student should read the lesson while they are seated. وهو واقف للتأكد من فهمه للجملة. And so, every student should read the passage while they're standing. Every student should read the passage while they are seated so that they understand the difference between the two. Alhamdulillah. Let's move on to question number eight. Tufid la'alla. La'alla can mean I hope or I'm afraid. Could mean taraji, I hope such and such, or ishfaq, I am afraid of such and such. وَيَتَّضِحُ الْفَرْقُ بَيْنَهُمَا مِنَ الْمِثَالَيْنَ الْآتِيَتَيْنَ. And the following examples make that clear. لَعَلَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ. I hope that he is well. أي أرجو أن يكون بِخَيْرٍ. I hope that he is well. هذا ترجي. This is your hoping. لَعَلَّهُ مَرِيضٌ. I'm afraid that he is sick. أي أخشى أن يكون مريضاً. I am afraid that he might be sick. هذا إشفاق. This is called إشفاق. Let's see some examples. لعلك ناجح. I hope or I'm afraid. I hope that you have passed. That you have passed. That you are successful. لعلك ناجح. لعلك ناجح. This is ترجي. لعلك راسب. لعلك راسب. This is إشفاق. I'm afraid that you have failed. لعل الامتحان سهل. This is I hope that the exam is easy. لعل الامتحان صعب. I'm afraid the examination is difficult. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حجة الوداع أو رسول محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم said during the final Hajj وداع Hajj the final Hajj farewell Hajj. لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا. I am afraid that I will not perform Hajj after this year. لعلي, I'm afraid that myself, I, لا أحج, I will not make Hajj بعد عامي هذا after this year. الله مستعان. And not long after that, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam eventually fell ill and passed away. الله مستعان. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله exercise number 9 إليكم أمثلة أخرى إليكم أمثلة أخرى for you are the following examples هنا إليكم اسم فعل إليكم is an اسم فعل it's a noun which operates like a verb واسم الفعل كلمة تدل على ما يدل عليه الفعل غير أنها لا تقبل علامته that gives you the meaning of a verb وإليك معناه خذ and إليك means take إليك هذا الكتاب take this book for you is this book يا أختي إليك الملاعقة for you are these spoons oh my sister for you take these spoons take these spoons يقول المذيع إليكم نشرة الأخبار that the person giving the news on TV or on radio says إليكم نشرة الأخبار Take the news. I'm giving you now the news bulletin. وَكَذَلِكَ آمِينَ آمِينَ is also an ismu fi'l, which means استجب. استجب meaning, O Allah, accept. آمِين means, O Allah, accept. Accept what? Accept that dua, inshaAllah. أَشْيَاءُ مَمْنُوعٌ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ لِأَنَّ أَصْلُهُ أَشْيَاءُ على وزن أفعلاء نحو أغنياء and أصدقاء. The word أشياء, it is a diptote. Why is it a diptote? Because it's on the scale of أفعلاء, just like أغنياء, the rich, and just like أصدقاء, the friends. جميل, ما شاء الله. Number 11, شفاه الله. شفاه الله technically means... May Allah grant him cure. May Allah cure him of this illness. But this is a past tense verb that is used. But the meaning we are talking about is future tense. هذا دعاء والفعل الماضي هنا مستقبل في المعنى. Although a past tense verb is used, the meaning is for the future, inshaAllah. هاتي مثالا آخر من الدرس للفعل الماضي الذي يفيد الدعاء. Any other examples in the passage for something like this? شفاه الله. We had تقبل الله. تقبل الله. May Allah accept. Excellent. والحمد لله. Just like how we say, رحمه الله, رحمه الله, may Allah have mercy upon him. But technically, it is a past tense verb that we used, but the meaning is for the future. هل من سؤال, are there any questions? أصل هذه الجملة, origin of this sentence, هل من سؤال عندك, that are there any questions with you? Do you have any questions? هذه من زائدة. This من is called and like the additional من. وَمِن شُرُوط دُخُولِهَا and its conditions for entering upon the sentence أَن يَسْبِقَهَا نَفْيٌ that before it there must be some negation or prohibition or question بِهَلْ or question with the هَلْ أَن يَكُونَ مَجْرُورُهَا نَكِرَةً that it's مجرور that the word that comes after it مِن سُؤَالٍ 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 that it must be in the nakira, not with an alif or lam. It must not be mu'arraf. It must be nakira. كون جملا على غراره مستعملا الكلمات التي بين القوسين. Make sentences with that which you find in the brackets. Let's see. هل من سؤال سؤال هل من سؤال Are there any questions? Are there any questions? They give us the word خبر. هل من خبر هل من خبر هل من خبر is there any news is there any news excellent والحمد لله number 3 مزيد مزيد meaning increase جيد هل من مزيد هل من مزيد is there any increase جميل exercise number 13 لدي لدى ظرف مكان بمعنى عند لدى means with وتقلب ألفه ياء مع الضمير كما تقلب ألف إلى وعلى فتقول لديه لديك لدي examples وجدته لدى الباب وجدته I found him at the door وجدته لدى الباب I found him at the door ماذا لديك what do you have جيد What's with you? What do you have? في التنزيل in the Quran. ولدينا كتاب and we have the book, a book. ينطق بالحق. It speaks the truth. كل حزب, every party, بما لديهم, with what they have, فرحون, are very happy. Every group, sect, etc., with what they have, they are happy with that. الله مستعان. ما ضد المريض. What's the opposite of مريض? Number 14. So number 14, what's the opposite of مريض? The opposite of مريض is الصحيح. 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 جيد. Number 15, هاتي ماضي الأفعال الآتية. Give the past tense for the following verbs. جيد. Let's see. يحمل حمل. حمل يحمل. يطلع طلع يطلع. طلع يطلع. طلع يطلع. To rise. يحملو to carry. حمل يحملو. He carried. He is carrying. The next one. يخطب خطب يخطب خطب يخطب. To deliver the khutbah. The next one. يغرب يغرب غرب يغرب غرب يغرب. To set. غرب يغرب غرب يغرب. Next one. يقرب يقرب قريبة قريبة to close, to be close. قريبة يقرب قريبة يقرب قريبة يقرب. Then the last one. ينطق ينطق to say, to pronounce. نطق ينطق نطق ينطق نطق ينطق نطق ينطق. Excellent. Exercise number 16. We find the hat mufrad al asma al atiya. Provide the singular for the following words. Hurum. Hurum, the singular is haramun. Sukara, singular is sakranu. Sakranu, intoxicated. So one sakranu, many sukara. Number 3. We have malaika. Malaika, plural angels. Singular, malakun. Malakun and plural malaika. Number 4, we have ma'anin, meanings, and the singular is ma'na. Ma'na. One ma'na, many ma'anin. One ma'na, many ma'anin. Excellent. Hati jam' al-asma al-atiya. Provide the plural for the following. They give us amun, plural a'wamun. أعوامٌ أعوامٌ. One year, many years. طفلٌ أطفالٌ. One kid, many kids. أطفالٌ. صحيحٌ أصحاءُ أصحاءُ أصحاءُ. One صحيحٌ, well, and many أصحاءُ. The next one. Jayed. Also, with regards to أصح Ha'u, this is for the aqil. This is for the ones that have an intellect, aqil. And sihahun, sihahun, this is for the ghair aqil. Mutazawijun, mutazawijuna, plural, mutazawijuna is the plural. And so mutazawijuna is the plural. Hizbun, ahzabun, ahzabun, parties. Imamun, a'immatun. أئمةٌ أئمةٌ, many imams. Number 18. دخلت على المدير. A. دخلت مكتب المدير وهو فيه. دخلت على المدير. I entered upon the principal. What does this mean? It means I entered into the principal's office and he was there. You don't say دخلت على المدير when the guy was not there. دخلت على المدير. I entered upon his office, entered into his office while he was. While he was there. Walhamdulillah. Number 19, inshallah. أقام الصلاة, to establish the prayer. المضارع, the present tense. يقيم, يقيم, to give the إقامة of the prayer. يقيم, and the order أقم. أقم الصلاة, أقم الصلاة, give the إقامة. جيد. أقم الصلاة, establish the prayer. أقم, أقم is the order to give the iqama, insha'Allah. Number 20, mal farq bayn al-abd wal-ubayd. What's the difference between the abd and ubayd? Ubayd is the tasghir, the diminutive form for Al-Abd. So we have Sahal and we have Suhail. We have Fadl and we have Fudail. Walhamdulillah. ماذا تسمى صيغة العبيد في الصرف? It's called التصغير. التصغير. تصغير. Try it. Number 21. وصلت المدينة و... وصلت إلى المدينة كلاهما صحيح both of them are correct you can say وصلت المدينة or وصلت إلى المدينة both are correct ما شاء الله يجمع معنى على معان plural of معنى is معان هناك أمثلة أخرى لمثل هذا الجمع there are other examples of this type of plural جارية جارية means a young girl plural جوارٍ ماشيةٌ and the plural is مواشٍ مواشٍ جيد داعيةٌ دواعٍ داعيةٌ دواعٍ داعيةٌ دواعٍ then we have نادٍ نوادٍ a club نادٍ نوادٍ نادٍ نوادٍ ليلة night ليالٍ ليالٍ ليلة ليالٍ one night many nights try it هذه الأسماء على وزن مفاعل غير أنها تنون في الرفع والجر ولا تجر بالفتحة تقول examples of these type of words in their plural they on the scale of مفاعل للواوي معان كثيرة للواوي معان so here معان technically it is مرفوع وعلامة رفعه it is a ضمة مقدرة ضمة مقدرة it's an estimated ضمة للواوي معان كثيرة معان technically is مرفوع and where's the ضمة in all of this here well it's an estimated ضمة Estimated Dhamma. تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة. تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة. لمعان. Here it is مجرور. وعلامة جره is كسرة مقدرة. كسرة مقدرة على ياء محذوفة. تأتي الواو لمعان كثيرة. Number three, أعرف للواو معاني كثيرة. I know for the wow many meanings. Here, معاني is منصوب وعلامة نصبه is a فتحة ظاهرة is a clear and apparent فتحة والحمد لله ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله والحمد لله we have completed lesson number 2 from Medina Arabic book 3 mashallah before we end off a little bit of vocab and then a prophetic maxim inshallah what does the word hub mean hub means love mashallah what does habl mean habl means a rope what does hadun mean it means something sharp muhaddithun somebody who collects memorizes transmits a hadith jameel حذر تحذيرا to warn, to be cautious, to warn you with regards to something. Somebody says he is hadithu ahd, he is fresh, new to something. Hadithu ahdin bizawaj, hadithu ahdin bizawaj, newly married, walhamdulillah, mihjan is a staff which has like a bent end a mihjan hajm what does the word hajm mean hajm means size hajun is the pilgrim and hatha means to urge you to encourage you to do something as for the prophetic hadith باذنالله تعالى our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam states من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم this is our 21st prophetic maxim so we've done 50 maxims from the noble Quran and now we are on our 21st maxim from the prophetic ahadith من تشبه بقوم whoever imitates a people a group of people, فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ, then he is from them. This hadith reported by Imam Abu Dawood and others. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the Muslim is somebody who is supposed to be proud. He's supposed to have honor and izzah and have proud and be proud of his identity. Know exactly who he is. Know exactly his place. As opposed to somebody who is imitating the other. Why do people imitate the other? Because of love for the other. Because they want you to be they want you to remember the other when you see them. Example, somebody dresses up like Michael Jackson. Somebody dresses up like some movie pop star, movie star, or some singer, some pop star, etc., etc. Why do they dress like that? Michael Jackson not getting any money. There's no royalty, etc., going to his family or anything like that when you dress up like him. But this person loves this personality. Salman loves this personality of Michael Jackson. And he wants you to remember Michael Jackson when you see him. He wants you to remember Michael Jackson when you look at Salman. Subhanallah. Shouldn't we want that when people look at us, they are reminded of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are reminded of the Sahaba, they are reminded of the Muslimin? Shouldn't that be our intention? And so whoever imitates the people, then in reality he is from them. You are with whomsoever you love. An imitation of the other indicates your love for the other. Your love for the other. Remember, when we have outward similarity, there will also be inward love built in. Meaning that when you dress like the Muslims, when you eat like the Muslims, when you talk like the Muslims, when you behave like the Muslims, when you do all of this like pious people, like righteous people, then you will love those people. You will automatically love those people. And you will have an affinity with those people. Think about it. You buy any Ford vehicle. You buy a Honda Ballad. You buy a Honda Ballad, and you automatically take notice of people who are driving a Honda Ballad on the roads. You recently bought a Mercedes-Benz. Your entire life you've been driving a Toyota Corolla. But now you've bought a Mercedes-Benz and a certain model. Automatically on the road you take notice of those people who are driving the same type of vehicle. There's an affinity that you have with them. There's a link, there's a bond that you have with them. Subhanallah. You in some sort of airport around the globe, and you notice somebody who's a South African. You have a link. You have a link with this individual here. Walhamdulillah. Outward resemblance builds inward affinity. And that is the reality. Walhamdulillah. So Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, as the Muslim, you are supposed to have and be proud of your identity as a Muslim and not hide this identity, unless obviously there's a valid reason for this hiding. Otherwise, be proud of who you are and of your identity, of where you've come and where you are headed, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Allah mentions in the noble Quran that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا رَاعِنَا وَقُولُوا انظُرْنَا, that O you who believe, لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا. This is with regards to imitation at التشبه باليهود, that do not imitate the Jews in this respect here. Don't even imitate them in respect to this word that they might say. Don't even imitate them in that matter there. We ask Allah every day, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. Well, the straight path is that path that you are proud to be upon. Walhamdulillah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq and the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us proud and committed and confident Muslims. We ask Allah for the best in this world and in the hereafter. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.